Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, August 10th. The state of emergency in Michigan over COVID-19 was extended on Friday through September 4th by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The governor also extended protections for Michigan workers in the face of the ongoing pandemic. Steve Carmody reports.
Governor Whitmer says it's vital that Michigan employees feel empowered to choose to stay home if they or someone they have been in contact with is sick. In her executive order, Whitmer prohibits employers from discharging, disciplining, or retaliating against employees who stay home when they or their close contacts are sick. The order applies to Michigan workers who test positive for COVID-19 or who display one or more of the principal symptoms, including fever, difficulty breathing, or recent loss of taste or smell. Under the order, employers must treat employees who stay home when they are sick as if he or she were taking medical leave. I'm Steve Carmody.
A group of hundreds of mayors, including several from Michigan, is calling on Congress to provide emergency funding for cash-strapped cities that have been hit by the pandemic. We have more from Quinn Kleinfelter.
Michigan received almost $4 billion from the federal stimulus package approved in March, but Detroit was the only city in Michigan eligible for a piece of that funding. And Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says the city still faces an almost $350 million budget shortfall because of economic difficulty created by the pandemic. Other Michigan mayors say their cities are not faring any better. Rochester Hills officials say they could cut one-third of the city's budget without help from the federal government. Lansing has already reduced its rainy day fund and is down to what officials call dangerously low levels. Mayors in other battleground states, like Ohio and Pennsylvania, say the overall U.S. economy will not recover if major Midwestern cities cannot rebound financially. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
Michigan health officials say they are working to lower the cost of hepatitis C treatments, Ben Thorpe reports.
The effort is part of the state's goal to end hepatitis C in Michigan. The state covers treatment for prisoners and Medicaid recipients, but the cost has been high. Between Healthy Michigan recipients and infected prisoners, the state spent over $30 million on treatments just last year. Lynn Sutphin is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
The plan is to bring down the cost by putting together a request for proposal from drug manufacturers. And what we want them to do is kind of bid on the process, so that hopefully should provide a significant discount to these programs.
Sutphin says an estimated 115,000 people in Michigan are infected with hepatitis C. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
A Grand Rapids company has received a contract from the federal government to manufacture an approved COVID-19 vaccine. Patrick Center reports.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services describes Operation Warp Speed's mission as aiming, quote, to deliver 300 million doses of a safe, effective vaccine for COVID-19 by January 2021, end quote. It and the U.S. Department of Defense have selected Grand River Aseptic Manufacturing to deliver millions of vials.
The big pharma companies that are working on the vaccine are deep into their clinical trials and their formulation work. And what the government has done with this contract is would enable us, Graham, to be working with one of these big pharma companies to actually manufacture the vaccine at our facility in Grand Rapids.
Graham CEO Tom Ross says it's an honor to be selected. The government is financially backing it and a number of drug makers, including AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Merck, Moderna, and Novavax. Ross is forbidden to disclose his company's pairing.
I'm tremendously impressed with the work that's been done and where we're at right now. It really is a tremendous achievement already.
Ross is confident a vaccine will be ready in early 2021. The U.S. government has reserved 100% of Graham's state-of-the-art line capacity housed within its 60,000-square-foot finish fill facility. I'm Patrick Center.
Lansing's police chief is continuing to shut down calls to defund the city's police force. The mayor's Racial Justice and Equity Alliance hosted a virtual forum last week focusing on the city police budget. Chief Daryl Green says he's open to the need for more social workers and youth resources in the city, but he doesn't support any cuts to his department.
I don't support pitting police resources against social resources to address some of the needs that are currently a gap in our society and our city.
Local leaders, including City Council member Brandon Betts, have proposed the idea of cutting the city's police budget. Officials said Friday over 200 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed at a Muskegon prison, Daniel Booth reports.
The Michigan Department of Corrections Friday said that 217 prisoners and staff now have tested positive for coronavirus at the Muskegon Correctional Facility. Staff that have tested positive are immediately off the job and self-quarantining, and prisoners are being held in a separate building in isolation. Chris Gotz is the Michigan Department of Corrections spokesperson. He says while prisons and jails across the country have dealt with COVID-19 outbreaks due to the difficulty of social distancing amongst prisoners, the MDOC has done everything in its power to keep outbreaks to a minimum.
One of the reasons why they've had no outbreaks or even no positive cases up until about a week and a half ago is because of all the mitigation measures and social distancing and requirement of mask wearing by both prisoners and staff now for months. But again, as we preach every day to our wardens, to the prisoners, to our employees, and our messages every day, that this is not the time to become complacent, because it only takes one person who may be an asymptomatic carrier to spread it into our prisons, back out onto our staff, and then our staff out of the community. So we have to be very diligent about that.
Mass testing of prisoners and staff will take place again next week. Gotz says the virus likely came from a staff member who brought it into the prison where it spread. I'm Daniel Booth.
And that is your morning news roundup for this Monday, the 10th day of August, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.